Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pennywise Podcast, the best pod around for personal finance. We're part of the Lee Enterprises Podcast Network and brought to you in partnership with WalletHub, the best personal finance app in the whole wide world. You can sign up for WalletHub to save money, improve your credit, and budget better, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, John Kiernan. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the managing editor of WalletHub, and I've been covering personal finance for more than 15 years. Fun fact, I was even a guest on the show a few times before getting the opportunity to host, which I'm very grateful for, by the way. Hopefully, we can make things fun and informative for you. And if there's something anyone wants us to cover, just let us know. We'll try to work it in. Today, our main topic is budgeting, particularly how to do it better. And we're going to hear from Milvian Cherie, one of my colleagues from WalletHub, on the topic. Milvian is a personal finance writer at WalletHub, and she's an expert on budgeting, credit cards, and car insurance. Hey, Milvian, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you?
Pretty good. Glad to talk about budgeting with you today. It's a topic a lot of people are pretty familiar with, but a lot of people aren't very good at, and some people might think it's a little bit boring, but we're going to try to make it exciting for everyone, and even a little improvement here can go a long way.
Yeah, everyone can benefit from better budgeting. And in fact, about 70% of people said budgeting better is one of their top priorities for 2025. But many people have not actually accomplished that goal.
Why do you think that is? Anything in particular?
So WalletHub did a survey about budgeting and found that most people blame rising costs, unexpected expenses, and not having enough income as the biggest challenges to budgeting. These challenges aren't going away anytime soon, but following some simple tips can help people overcome them.
Well, that's good news, at least. Not that there's kind of the challenges, but that there's a way to overcome them. On that note, what would you say is the most important tip people should keep in mind in regards to budgeting?
So I think the most important thing that people should keep in mind is to just make a budget and review it regularly. Many people don't have a budget to begin with. And so, but it's a good idea to have a budget since it can help you plan out how you use your income to cover your expenses. Mm-hmm. It also makes it easier to quickly identify areas where you are overspending so you can find ways to save money. Creating a budget is only one part of budgeting. So it's also important to review your budget regularly so you can see if you're staying within your budget and not spending more than your income. If you are, you can look for some opportunities to save money. Another good thing about reviewing your budget regularly is that it gives you the chance to update it if there's any changes to your income or spending. So you can make sure that your budget matches your current financial situation.
Gotcha. That's really good advice, especially for beginners. So it seems like the most important things are just to get started and to keep it simple. I feel like a lot of people try to get too fancy early on and think you need to kind of solve some fancy math problem, but it's really just kind of keeping things simple, making sure your expenses don't get above your income. So beyond that kind of simple core tenet for people to follow, what else would you recommend for those who want to take things to the next level?
So once you have your budget, the next step is to basically prioritize your essential expenses and justify every expense. Mm-hmm. When you're creating your budget and dividing your income among your expenses, you should always allocate money in your budget to your necessary expenses first. This helps ensure you don't run out of money to pay for your essential expenses due to overspending on unnecessary items like going out to restaurants or buying concert tickets. But not everybody's necessary expenses will be the same. Rent, groceries, and utilities are typically considered essential. Mm-hmm. You may also want to include contributions to your savings as an essential expense. That way you can make sure you have money for emergencies or unexpected expenses like a hospital bill or paying to fix your car if your car breaks down.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, view savings contributions as kind of a luxury, like if they have enough money left over at the end of the month. So I think it is very important to consider that a must-have of putting stuff away for the future.
Yeah, you definitely want to set aside doing that first before you do discretionary spending. So you make sure you have that money set aside.
And what about if you're not sure whether an expense kind of falls into a must-have or nice-to-have bucket?
So you want to always justify every expense before you allocate money to it in your budget. This allows you to think about whether you need to spend the money on it or if you could cut it out if you're trying to save money. It's really good to do if you're trying to fight rising costs or if your income is just not enough to cover your regular expenses.
Gotcha. So overall, this is kind of like a modified version of pay yourself first, which some people may have heard of, which is kind of more about just getting your savings in order first. But this also includes other necessities as well. So that could probably be pretty effective strategy. So I think that's good advice there. But what about people who find themselves needing a little help, whether it's because their budget literacy is low or they just don't have kind of the time to monitor and update things in a spreadsheet kind of week after week?
So the best thing that you can do include taking a budgeting course and using a budgeting app that has good reviews. In our WalletHub survey, we found that more than 9 in 10 people think budgeting should be taught in schools. However, only a little bit more than half of the states in the U.S. either require or are in the process of making a requirement that all high school students take a personal finance course before graduation.
Oh, wow.
If you never took a finance course in school, or if you're looking to brush up on your budgeting skills, places like Udemy or Khan Academy and LinkedIn offer budgeting courses that you can take online. Some of these courses like Khan Academy are free while others charge a fee.
Mm-hmm.
There's also various books about budgeting that you could read up on. You could also read guides about budgeting or watch video tutorials online. WalletHub offers many in-depth guides on topics like how to make a budget, how to save money, and the best strategies to manage your money effectively.
Yeah, and I know you've written several of those guides, if not all of them, so you probably don't want to toot your own horn, but I definitely recommend people checking those out. And I think it sounds like people need to go to their school board meetings and stuff like that and speak up about trying to get budgeting and financial literacy on the curriculum, at least. But until that happens, how can people use technology to make their budgeting better?
So budgeting apps are a great tool to use. Budgeting apps like WalletHub have tools that make it easy to make a budget, track expenses, and analyze your spending. WalletHub, for example, lets you sync your financial accounts so you can automatically track your expenses. This saves you time from having to manually enter your transactions yourself. WalletHub will also analyze your spending and recommend ways that you can save money. Another tool that you can use is AI programs like ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
You could use it to create a budget. You can also ask questions about how to improve your budget, but you probably want to watch out for errors or any like mismatched information or data that you may get back. So you definitely want to double check anything that you get back from ChatGPT.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch out for hallucinations on ChatGPT and Google AI, things like that. I've seen some really wacky stuff out there, and it can lead to some mistakes in your budgeting if you just trust those platforms. But definitely on the app side, I've learned a lot from kind of the analysis you get and the spending trends and things like that. So that type of technology, I definitely recommend people checking out. There are a lot of good budgeting apps out there, including WalletHub, but plenty of others as well. So we have a couple more tips to discuss here. What would you say are the final things that people should try and keep in mind?
I think it really comes down to adopting good financial habits and doing a lot of practice. Good budgeting is not a one-off task. It's a financial routine that you should incorporate into your day-to-day. And some good habits that you should adopt include not spending more than your income, putting money into your savings every time you get paid, building an emergency fund, and monitoring your credit.
So you bring up monitoring your credit. What connection would you say that has with budgeting and or is it more for your overall financial health?
So monitoring your credit is definitely very good and very important for your overall financial health, because there could be fraudulent accounts that are happening on your account if you're not constantly looking at your credit report, mm-hmm. or like looking at it regularly, like every month or every couple of months. And having those accounts on your credit report would bring down your credit score. And that could lead you to not being able to save money on a car loan that you want to get down the road, or buying a house. You'll pay a lot more if your credit is, you'll pay a lot more in interest mm-hmm. fees if your credit if you have a really bad credit score.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, things you don't recognize on your credit report definitely could be signs of fraud and identity theft that could also be happening with your bank accounts, and you might also get money taken out of there, and it's kind of a warning sign that you should lock down your finances to an extent. I would also kind of, in terms of financial habits, I'd throw out there that setting up auto pay for bills is really helpful, as long as you can make sure to kind of periodically review those things to make sure nothing is wrong there. And creating alerts I find very helpful. Like I am not someone who's going to be looking at my phone all day, but I want to set up strategic alerts that'll let me know when important things happen, certain transactions, et cetera, or my balance is getting close or getting low, or I'm getting close to a spending limit, those types of things I find very helpful.
That's pretty helpful, especially if tracking your spending is pretty much an important thing to do every day too. But if you just don't have the time, creating those alerts could help a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So is there anything else you'd recommend before we wrap this up?
Just the last point is that it's going to be hard to get better at budgeting if you don't practice. Mm-hmm. It may take a few months before you can see improvement in your finances. But if you go over budget 1 month, you shouldn't necessarily give up. You just have to adjust your budget and keep going. You may have to try different strategies until you find one that works for you.
Gotcha. That's great advice. Some great tips overall. And I agree 100%. Practice makes perfect, whether it's budgeting or basketball. Just don't ask Allen Iverson for his take on that. But that's a lot for a lot of people to take in, probably all those tips. Would you mind finally just giving us a quick recap of the budgeting tips people can try to improve their finances?
Yeah, so the six big budgeting tips people should follow are: make a budget and review it regularly, prioritize your essential expenses and justify every expense, take a budgeting course to boost your knowledge and skill sets, take advantage of technology, especially a good budgeting app, adopt good financial habits, and practice as much as possible.
Awesome. That was great. Thank you so much for joining me today, Milvian. I'm sure we'll have you back again pretty soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Moving forward, I will try to answer some user questions at the end of each show. So make sure to submit yours and keep it financial related, but we'll try to answer as many as we can. And I think that about does it for today, since we're just starting back up. It's been a lot of fun learning a little bit more about money with you. Let's do it again next week, because if you're not penny wise, it might be your wallet's demise. I'll keep working on that one, don't worry. Thanks again to Lee Enterprise and Wild Hub for helping put this all together. And thanks to you for listening. Talk to you guys later.